since I've been here, in 2 months, there have been five incidents, the very first of which was when the sliding doors at the front of the motel were forced open, and some people entered the premises and tried to remove a safe. Fortunately, I heard the noise of breaking glass and was able to disturb them on that, so nothing was actually stolen, although there was considerable damage to the doors. The next occasion, when some youths pushed a shopping trolley through the armoured glass of the sliding doors, rampaged through the building, took a considerable number of bottles of spirits, and then departed. On another occasion, at 2 o'clock in the morning, they once again used a trolley to ram the way through the door. Once again, spirit was taken. The next incident was when a large rock was thrown through a plate glass window. I presume that was with the intention of completely smashing it, but because it's armoured, it still hung in place, although there was quite a considerable hole in the glass, but no entry was made on that occasion. Then on Saturday morning at 5 o'clock, I was awakened by our in-house alarm, indicating there were intruders within the reception and bar area. By the time I'd got dressed and got out, they'd actually fled the building, but I phoned the police. They were here within a minute, minute and a half, and they were able to run down one of these persons.
What do you make of this? Why do you think you've been targeted?
Well, that's hard to answer. I just believe it's gangs or a gang of roaming youths. They're looking for alcohol, whether it's for consumption or whether it's for resale, I don't know. But because we're just a small business, and perhaps we don't have the same extent of security of the larger premises, we might be seen as an easy target. And so we are being targeted, and so far it has been successful.
What kind of financial impact has it had so far?
I believe each plate glass window that gets broken has a value of something like $800. The amount of alcohol that's being stolen probably amounts to $400 or $500 on each occasion. But it's not so much the financial impact. I mean, insurance covers those incidents. It's the impact which it's making, or the impression which it's making, upon other clientele who are either in the premises at the time or who hear of it. And it's bound to have a deleterious effect on our bottom line.
So what is the business doing to offset that?
Well, what we've done, of course, is we've maintained a very close liaison with police, and any incident is being reported immediately. That's number one. Secondly, CCTV has been installed. And thirdly, there is an intruder alarm which sounds should there be any movement within the area. Well, it does feel as though we are a victim, and we are very, very vulnerable. I'm just an individual. It's not my intention to ever contact any intruder physically. That's not my role. And if there's any guest in the vicinity, I certainly don't want to inflame a situation. In progress is to install roller shutters, which will completely separate the alcohol from the public, so that should anyone break in, they will still not have any access to the alcohol. And my whole thing is, what on earth are their parents doing allowing them out at 5 o'clock in the morning? And what is the parental responsibility, or why are they not exercising their parental responsibility? Because I've never seen them in a vehicle or fleeing on bicycles or anything like that, we're assuming that they are local youths because they always seem to be on foot. And when they're being chased by the police, it's always a foot chase. It's never a vehicle chase or a bicycle chase.